I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is a new episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Joining me right now is Tracy Letts. He's in Ford v Ferrari, which is out right now, and Little Women, which is out Christmas Day. Tracy, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with Little Women because I just watched it last night, and I really like your character in this. You reunite with Lady Bird writer-director Greta Gerwig. You play newspaper editor Mr. Dashwood, who looks over the stories of Joe March, played by Saoirse Ronan. Were you surprised by some of the new aspects that Gerwig wanted to take with your character and this element?
Everything about Greta's screenplay surprised me. When she was working on the screenplay while we were making Lady Bird. At the time, she was not the director of Little Women. She was just writing the screenplay. And I thought to myself at the time she was doing it, I thought, that's a bad idea. I don't know why we need another Little Women. It's been done many times before. It's been done well. Why should we have another one? And then I read her screenplay after we had finished Lady Bird. She sent me her screenplay for Little Women, and I was just wowed by the quality of the writing. I mean, Greta's very smart and an excellent writer, so I wasn't surprised by that, but delighted by her very original and contemporary treatment of a story that we know so well. So I was thrilled to play any part in it. When she asked me to do it, I said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I don't care. People just want to work with Greta. Frankly, people just want to be where Greta is. She's just she's very charismatic, very smart, very funny. And she's such a gifted artist that people just want to be around that. They want to contribute to that. So I'm thrilled to be even a small part of Little Women.
She got two Oscar nominations for Lady Bird, an incredible amount of praise for that film. It's a great movie. What new things did you notice this time around in her as a director?
To be honest with you, I wasn't around that much. I mean, the role of Dashwood is impactful, but it's small. So I was only there for a couple of days, but... You know, the truth is that Greta was also taking on some more challenges with this movie. It's in some ways not as close to her biography as Lady Bird. I mean, not that Lady Bird is autobiographical, but it certainly borrows from her life and the Sacramento element, etc. So there was not only that, that it was a little further away from her, but also just taking on a period piece and... all of the difficulties that entails. Yet Greta just handles all of that with such aplomb and confidence. And the best directors I've worked with, and I've been very lucky, I've gotten a chance to work with some really good ones. There's a real sense of ease and confidence about what they're doing. There's not a lot of panic. There's enough ease and confidence, in fact, that they're able to improvise in the moment. They're able to take in the best idea on the set. They're able to change directions if they want to. She handles herself like an old pro.
That's good to hear. Yeah, and great to see you in the film. You are very good in it, and you're also great in Ford v Ferrari, which is one of the most fun and exciting movies of this year, as Henry Ford II. Did you know a lot about him and his life before taking on that role?
I didn't know anything about Henry Ford II. I don't know anything about cars. I certainly didn't know anything about the story of Ford versus Ferrari, which is a fascinating story. It says a lot that we had to change very little. There's not a lot of dramatic license taken in Ford versus Ferrari. It's taken very much from the genuine history of that race. And I was delighted to be a part of that one too. I mean, you know, it's a sports film. When you read the script, you recognize, oh, this hits all the marks that a sports film is supposed to hit. But at the same time, it's not about the cars. It's about the people in the movie. And the screenplay did such a great job of helping us to understand what each of the principals had invested in the outcome of that race. So the race has meaning, has personal and professional meaning for all of those guys involved in that thing. It is an exciting movie. It's such a fun movie. It's both of these movies are easy to recommend. It's so nice. Sometimes as an actor, you have to kind of decide who's your audience. Who am I going to say, oh, you should see this movie? But to other people, you might say, nah, I don't think this is your cup of tea. But both Ford versus Ferrari and Little Women, I have no problem recommending to anybody, regardless of who they are. Just like, no, you should just see it. You're going to love it. It's great.
It's a very emotional film. It's a moving film. I've talked with some people who have cried at Ford versus Ferrari. And we see in the trailer part of the scene where Matt Damon drives you around really fast, and then you stop and you let out this reaction. And in the movie, we get the whole thing, and it goes from shock to emotion to a truly meaningful moment. How was that entire scene done?
Well, it was done practically, meaning Jim Mangold, the director, very smartly provided the very tangible circumstances for us to be able to play those scenes. The movie is very analog. There's not a lot of CGI going on. We're not in computerized cars. We as actors are actually smelling the gas and hearing the engine roar. And in fact, Matt's not driving the car, but we're being driven by a camera car called a Biscuit, which gets up to some very fast speeds. I'm told we get up to 100 miles an hour on the tarmac.
Wow.
And so the car, you get the real sensation of speed and adrenaline, and then the car skids to a stop, and the cameras are already mounted on the car, and we're able to just go straight into the scene, which made playing the emotion of that scene and the emotional journey of that scene so much easier, because so much of the work has been done and thought out beforehand. So all we have to do is put on the clothes and act the scene, which is what hopefully you're able to do as an actor. It's great fun. It's a great scene on the page too. When you read the screenplay, the scene really jumps out at you as one of the key moments in the film.
Yeah, it is quite memorable. Tracy Letts is my guest right now on the LCJ Q&A podcast. I got to ask you, since you played Henry Ford II, do you get free Ford cars for life?
No. I got asked a question at a Q&A the other night. Somebody wondered if there was product placement in the movie, meaning has Ford given money for this movie? And it's like, I think Ford wanted to wait and see just what the hell this movie was going to be. Because the Ford Motor Company, they're not exactly the heroes of the piece, nor are they the villains. I mean, I think there's some wonderful complexity in all of that. I met some of the gentlemen from Ford, including members of the family, at the premiere in Los Angeles, and I have to say they were awfully good sports about it. But they said, "Look, we're very proud of Le Mans in '66. We take great pride in that at our company." Henry Ford II was a big, larger-than-life personality, and made a lot of friends and made some enemies, and would love that he's being portrayed in the movies today. So, like I said, they were good sports about it. Of course, that was before they'd seen the movie. I don't know what their response was after.
Well, at least that was good to hear that they were giving you positive vibes from all of that. I have to ask you about one of the other films that you've starred in the past few years, Christine. This is an incredible film. Rebecca Hall played Christine Chubbuck, the local TV news reporter who shot herself live on the air and then died shortly afterwards. How was it for you being a part of this incredibly intense movie?
Oh, Christine is one of my absolute favorite things I've made. One of my favorite films I've made. I think it's an extraordinary movie. And it is on Netflix. If people want to watch Christine, it's available on Netflix. It was a real beautiful ensemble piece. I mean, Antonio Campos brought together this group of actors, and it's a very low-budget movie, but we were committed to telling the story, and I think we felt a real sense of purpose to do the story of Christine Chubbuck justice, to honor her and to honor her memory. It's a terribly sad and ultimately violent and aggressive choice that she made in her life, and we wanted to honor that and not just exploit that. And I'm very proud of that film. I think that film really holds up.
Incredible performances from you and Rebecca Hall and Michael C. Hall. Please watch Christine on Netflix if you're into TV news or just incredible stories. Please watch Christine. Now, when it comes to Christine and Ford versus Ferrari and Little Women, you play kind of the boss, the head honcho, the big decision maker. You know, when it comes to those roles and going forward, are those the kind of roles that really attract you, that you're interested in tackling?
I'm told the Coen brothers refer to it as the man behind the desk. And what the man behind the desk fulfills a particular function in these stories, which is he is an obstacle that our protagonist has to get around. He's a gatekeeper, and our protagonist is trying to get through the gate, and they got to go through me in all of those three examples. I don't know exactly why I've been asked to play that part so many times, because I have a deep voice, or because my parents were English teachers, or not exactly sure. I'm a big guy, a big old guy. I don't know exactly, but I've enjoyed playing those parts. I've always enjoyed them when I felt that there's something more to them than just that, than just a statue, a monolith that somebody has to deal with, but that when in fact there's a more complex human element. I mean, the truth is that all three of those characters that you mentioned make some good points over the course of these films. If they were just antagonists, just obstacles, as opposed to more complicated people with their own points to be made, then they would be less interesting to me. But I feel very lucky that I've gotten the chance to do those parts. They're all such great, all three of those that we're talking about, are such great scripts.
Yeah, meaningful characters with layers to them, and you do them all really well. Please watch Christine on Netflix. Ford v. Ferrari is in theaters right now, and Little Women opens Christmas Day. It's going to be big for Sony and for everybody involved over the holidays. Tracy Letts, thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. To listen to more, go to lights-camera-jackson.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. I'll see you next time.